and Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And in this week's podcast, we bring you...
The Hub Festival.
The Bells.
Drawn In.
Liverpool Bachelor of Fine Art Degree Shows. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. And the news this week is Ian.
We've been watching this big art programme on Channel 4. I hope people are watching, because it's been pretty good and featured Liverpool a fair bit, even though none of these big art projects are in Liverpool. There's the St. Helens one, The Dream, of course, and also one in Burnley, and loads of kids and so on came over from Burnley to Liverpool, because Liverpool is held up as a role model of how to do good big public art projects. So that was good. We saw stuff at the Albert Dock and the Penelope thing and so on. It's on for 4 weeks, so we've had 2 weeks so far, and there's another 2 weeks to go, and it's good fun, because there's also, I think, seven projects around the country, and just seeing the reactions of some of the people involved, and their attitude to modern art, and there's this guy in London who's determined it's got to be figurative, and so someone been all around the world, to Chicago, to see the Anish Kapoor, the big mirrored object there, and he didn't like that. He said he wasted his holiday to go there and see it. He's determined it's going to be figurative, and other things like that. So two more to go on. It's on Channel 4 on Sundays at 7 o'clock.
And is it true, do we have people around Liverpool spotting themselves on the Big Art programme?
That's right, yes. Yeah. We were nearly on it, but there was an event at Albert Dock, The Welcoming, and I think Pete Carr, the photographer, saw himself photographing there on the TV last night. So I'm sure there's a few others as well.
There will be, of course, Laurie Peake. She's already been in.
That's right, Laurie Peake was actually, she was actually looking after the St. Helens people doing the Dream thing at the Sutton Colliery. So she was on and talking about the whole project. It was good.
She's fantastic, isn't she?
She's very good, yes.
We love Laurie Peake. Now, also in the news this week, climate for change is coming to an end. Just as the weather's starting to change for the worse, climate for change is coming to an end.
Yes, this is Facts show, Climate for Change. Just a reminder, really, it's going to end on 31st of May. And it's been an unusual thing, because there's not so much of an exhibition. There's more of just loads and loads of events about sustainability and the environment and the changing climate, etc. And you just got to, it's really difficult to keep in track. We've been to very few, been to some of them. But there is a sort of calendar of events on there's a website specifically for it, which you can get to from Fact. And so have a look at the calendar and see what events are still to come up. And it finishes on with a sustainable fashion show on the 31st in the evening. The 30th, although the exhibition finishes on the 31st.
Check details on the website. Now, also, what's this trainees? There's something about trainees going on at Static Gallery. You take down your old trainees. What? They're piling them up. They're going to set light to them. I feel sorry for the trainees, but go on.
Yeah, trainees.
Oh. Trainees.
Yeah, trainees. It's ambiguous, isn't it? We're still on the fashion subject here. Static in Roscoe Lane. They're doing this artwork, which is sort of links into Sound City, because I think it'll end, Liverpool Sound City, the music festival, because I think it ends up a week later with a concert with various people. So China Crisis involved in that. But for the week leading up to that, from the 20th, this Wednesday, the 20th, is a launch event, and they want people to take along their old trainers, as in the footwear, the sneakers, known locally as trainees. And they're going to build a trainer monument somewhere in, or maybe outside Static. It might be a bit unhygienic otherwise, maybe.
Yeah, it could certainly be a bit smelly, and maybe you need some of that foot odour spray or something or other like that to keep the, oh dear God.
Yeah, but they've already been promised quite a few from the local shoe shops, apparently. We'll see what that looks like. So yeah, there's a launch event on this Wednesday in the evening. And then
I can see there just being lots of left shoes. If they're going to be donations from the local shoe shop, or if they're going to be using local donations from the shoe shops, I can see some of them going missing.
Possibly, yes. That is, there might be security issues there, yes. yeah, I haven't got any to donate, unfortunately. I'm very, very short on footwear.
I'm just very short. No, however, you were going to go on to say that Static's also doing, they've got some really exciting projects coming up. And, of course, it's a great meeting place and got a fantastic coffee bar there.
That's right, yes, they've opened a new coffee bar. They've had various coffee bars over the past few years, including Leaf was there until recently, until they moved down to the Elevator Studios. So a new coffee bar, and we tried it out last week, and it was really good. Lots of vegan options, which is great, of course, even vegan cakes. So we'll definitely be back there. And but also, there's this thing they've just launched. Well, this is also being launched next week, or this week, sorry, this week, called Unit 4. And haven't got full details yet. They're on something on the Static website, and it's a 2-year project. And apparently, people can just go in and propose some idea that they'd like to have an exhibition or something to do with architecture or maybe a screening of some films. They just taking their DVD, and Paul Sullivan, the guy who runs Static, or invited curators or so on, will just say yes or no, discuss it, and sort of give an answer almost straight away or within an hour or something, maybe the following day. And then if they say yes, it just goes ahead and they'll just quickly put on an exhibition or screen the event and send out word very speedily across the network to people to get them along to see it. So it sounds really exciting and I'm waiting to see how it works out.
It does sound really exciting. I'm trying to say that it's kind of taking that kind of theme of openness to, you know, people coming in, artists coming in and people coming in and proposing workshops to do or particular things, which FACT have been doing in a Climate for Change. And that kind of an idea, actually, I believe came from Static anyway, which is when they had the everyone coming in, they had the bike doctor doing the work on the bikes that time. And I think so that the kind of idea is, yeah, was that it, press office?
They had a press office thing as well in previous biennials, yeah. And Paul's really into the sort of academic side of these things, isn't he? It's not just about putting on these exhibitions or screenings, it's about evaluating the process of, people submitting ideas and how a curator or gallerist will react to that and the decision-making process of whether you're going to go ahead with it or not and that sort of thing. So I'm sure there'll be lots of papers coming from this as well.
Yeah, very exciting project. And I'd like to say, I know the woman who makes their cakes. Anyway, moving on. What else is in the news?
I think that's it for the news, actually.
And that's the news this week. Rounding up the week, Ian, what's been going on?
The bells! The bells! Esmeralda, I love you.
Okay, sorry about that. The bells. From what I've read, it's been absolutely fantastic.
It was good, yes. We went to the cathedral on Saturday morning. This is part of Future Sonic, which is based in Manchester. But there was an event at the Liverpool Cathedral where Cleo Evans had designed this the cathedral bells to ring out the John Lennon's Imagine tune. And yes, it was good. It was windy and wet, so we went inside the cathedral along with quite a few hundred other people. And an announcement was made saying, actually, it doesn't sound too good inside. You better go outside to listen. I've never heard the bells inside the cathedral, so I don't know what. I'd be interested to see what they do sound like. So anyway, we went outside, and fortunately, it didn't rain too much, and I managed to sort of cover up my video camera, keep the wind off it, and recorded this and put it on YouTube, and it's had a lot of hits, so it's been very well received. The actual tune, it's very difficult to play on the bells. There's only like 13 bells, and somebody said maybe one of the bells wasn't working properly, so they had to improvise a bit. But yeah, very, very recognisable, and yeah, it's just the sound of bells playing. It sounded quite melancholic and really quite moving. I love that. Few people there, you know, big fans of Lennon, etc. People come from London and all over the place to just for this event. They were really moved by it. It was good. It was one of those things that's just good to be there and experience it.
Sounds absolutely fantastic, and I'm really upset that I didn't make it. Now, also this week, you've been talking to this Japanese artist who's been showing at Editions.
That's right. Yes, she does woodblock prints. sort of partly traditional method, but also partly modern. You know, the equipment she uses is fairly modern, and I think she uses watercolour rather than ink. I'm not sure about that. And although she is Japanese, she's been based in London for, we've just discovered she's been in London for over 20 years, so she speaks good English. And Nana Shiomi, her name is. And it's a good exhibition. They're all sort of square prints, almost. It's called 100 Views of Metate, and she's now done about 86, I think. She hasn't quite got the 100 yet. And they're just really, really nice, worth seeing and buying even.
Now, you did interview her while you were down at the editions, and we'll hopefully be bringing that to everybody shortly. So when you download this podcast, have a look around on the website and see if you can find that interview too. Or check out artinliverpool.com, and Ian will be linking to it. Now, also... Mocha Lounge. Go on, tell us what's been going on.
There's a few other shows on the same evening, actually. We had to dash from editions over to Mocha Lounge in Sir Thomas Street. They have regular exhibitions there, and this is a new one. Various artists, and one of them is a large painting of...
Super Lamborghini.
Super Lamborghini, that's right. I've nearly forgotten Super Lamborghini. Yeah, that's quite impressive, and the artwork as well. Then we had to get a taxi across town because it was getting late. Not because we didn't want to walk, just getting late. Got to Novas Contemporary Urban Centre for this show called On the Edge, which is up on the fifth floor at Novas. There've been a few exhibitions there, and it's curated by Anna Marie Quinn, and her own work in there is in like a separate room at the end of the gallery, and that's the whole room is her work, and it's quite. You might have seen it in the Degree Show last year. I think within the car park building, part of the art organisation buildings on Duke Street, and it's really dark and macabre. It's skulls with their jaws moving and lights going on and off, and very interesting. It's on there's other arts as well, like Derek Cully and Mary Fitzpatrick, quite an Irish theme there, and it's on there just until the 28th of May.
Also, you've been down to Domino, probably to taste the tea and coffee and cakes and see what they're like down there. So first off, what are the cakes like? Second off, what was the work?
No cakes. Domino, the gallery, is really part of the Greenfish Cafe, but the cafe is never open for the for these evening private viewings. You just get wine, which is nice, but cake would be nice. And it's a Saturday evening, unusual for a private view. And it was the photographer, Alan Smith. I'm not familiar with his work before, and we got there a bit later. We missed his talk, but apparently he gave a really good talk about the methods he used. He used all kinds of different cameras and things like pinhole cameras and so on, and different methods like X-ray and overexposing things. And the pictures are really nice. Some look like sort of sepia drawings and prints, and very nice.
That's open, of course, as you said, it's part of Greenfish Cafe. So that's open Monday to Friday, probably Monday to Saturday.
I think it's just Monday to Friday, sort of, 10 till 5 or something like that. It's, limited hours, but nice vegetarian food.
So get down there, have a look at the work. I'm going to try and get down there because that does sound really nice. I think you missed Future Sonic.
Yeah, apart from the Imagine bell ringing thing, we missed the rest of Future Sonic and just didn't get over to Manchester, couldn't make it. But I believe some of the artwork that is in the Cube Gallery there carries on until the end of May, I think. So still time to go over and see the artwork side of it anyway.
I was talking to Sarah Smith, who used to work at Fact. I was talking to her this morning. She said, artwork at Cube. Get down there, have a look.
Do you hear any more other reports about how the event, the actual festival went?
Conference was meant to be really good, actually, although I haven't spoken to anybody who attended individual things, but I heard that was really good. Music side, I don't know anybody. I mean, the tickets were quite expensive, £40 to see Philip Glass. So I don't know. I haven't bumped into anybody who's went along to any of the music events.
Right, okay. Yeah, I missed a couple of other things as well, actually. There was a one-night event at Coffee Republic and the exchange flags there. Didn't make it to that. And I haven't seen the Sol the Wit, the mural thing on the ground floor of the Tate yet. That should be good, but haven't been able to see it yet.
You know, I want to see the floor, and I want to see if there's a little trace of spilt paint.
Oh, I'm sure there wouldn't be.
Okay, that's the very quick roundup of the week. Okay, now this is a part of the show that we like to call Coming Up This Week, or This Week. So, Ian, what's coming up this week? What are we almost missing this week if people don't go and see it this week?
This week's the last chance to go and see the Matthew Holding exhibition at Kerry Hands Gallery. Haven't seen it myself yet, so we've got to go this week sometime. Coming up the weekend, there's the Hub Festival. We should mention that at Wellington Dock. And, we've mentioned the Hub Festival a few times. There's BMX biking and skateboarding and those things. But there's also quite a large graffiti art event going on, partly organised by Zap Graffiti, who are based in Liverpool here. At Wellington Dock this weekend, it's bank holiday weekend, it's just a Saturday and Sunday though, I think, and you've got to get the bus or the train there, because it's a no parking, no cars thing. I just discovered there's no trains either from Wirral. Yeah, you've got to get a bus from the Wirral if you want to go.
But it is a fantastic event. I keep on, it's been up for an award, or it's won an award recently, I'm sure. So it's absolutely fantastic event. Well worth getting along to. Take the kids, go yourself, wear your baseball hat back to front, and, take your big trainees if you haven't donated them to Static. It's a really, really good event. I'm sure there were freebies and things last year as well.
Probably, yeah. I've missed the last couple of years. The last couple of years it was down at Otterspool and didn't make it down there. The first couple of years at the Pierhead, and I did go. It shows you how lazy I am.
Yeah, it does.
But of course, I went in the first days when it was just starting off and encouraged them all to carry on, and now they're big. I think it's one of the biggest events of its type in Europe or something. And so it is very good. So we'll definitely get there this year.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Now, we've already mentioned it, but we just mentioned trainers. The trainer monument launch at Static. Is it at Static? Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as we already mentioned, the trainer monument prototype. The artwork is done by Can Alte. Apparently he was here last year sort of researching the project. Bring your old trainees, it says, up to Static and hurl them onto the trainer monument and watch this public art piece grow. So it's kind of public art as well. I wonder where it'll be exactly. I'm really intrigued. So this is on Wednesday, 20th of May, from 6:30 onwards.
And hurl them. Because you've got to throw them, that kind of, there's a barrier there, isn't there, between you and the actual artwork. You've got to hurl them. Security.
Yeah, it could be on that. There's a building site opposite Static now, isn't it? It used to be a car park, and they put hoardings up because they're doing building. Maybe just hurl them over the fence or something.
I like that impromptu kind of artwork. No.
Yeah, we don't need apartment blocks anymore. What we need is trainer monuments.
Yeah, and if there would be nowhere better in the country to actually have a trainee monument than here in Liverpool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely.
Now, also coming up later on in the week, the end of the line, Attitudes in Drawing.
This is the Blue Coats, the new exhibition of the Blue Coats, and drawing seems to be the theme going around various places this year. So this is called The End of the Line, Attitudes to Drawing. It's a Haywood touring exhibition, exploring and celebrating fresh approaches to drawing in contemporary art. So that should be really good. I love drawing. Good drawing, you can't beat it really, can you? So I'm not sure what artists are involved in it. It should be good.
I think there's artists involved in it that we know, but I just don't know which ones.
Yeah. Hang on, I've got my laptop here. I'll just bring up the relevant page and mention a few names here. Don't recognize. 11 the whole 11 artists. Yeah, more around mostly Europe. No, all over the place, all over the world. Wow, truly international. Yeah, good.
And there's also a couple of performances going on that night by DJ Igor and Neil and the Neil Keating Drawing Experiment. 6:15, 7:15, plus after party DJ Graham Hall and Draw the Line. Draw the Line? It sounds like a great. Just chatting to somebody on the way here, they're going, yeah, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. Head down there.
Actually, Draw the Line is a regular thing. It's on every month or maybe twice a month. But either Mellow Mellow or Django's Riff. And I find it difficult to get details, but I'm getting more details just recently. I think they just put rolls of paper out on the tables in the bar there, and people draw on them. And that's it. It's good. So it's called Draw the Line. And so they seem to be involved in this. This is the viewing, the opening night on Thursday the 21st from 6 till 8 for the viewing. And then, as you say, there's the after party with the Draw the Line, and there's DJ Neil Keating. Actually, Neil Keating is an artist based in Blue Coat, so he's doing this Neil Keating drawing experiment at 6:15 and 7:15. Yeah.
Sounds brilliant. Now, also, is this the same night? Yeah, same night. The old barbershop, eh? The old barbershop in the Blue Coat. God, they were awful barbers. Drawn in. So this is another exhibition and private view taking place at the same time. What's going on there?
Yeah, to coincide with the exhibition in the Blue Coat, the local artists are using that old barber shop. It's just used for occasional exhibitions. Remember there was that postcard thing there recently. And we've got this one just called Drawn In, an exhibition exploring the possibilities of drawing today. So that also opens on Thursday evening. So we've got local artists Craig Atkinson, Mike Carney, Emma Gregory, she does the runs of printing workshops, etc. in the Blue Coat. Kevin Hunt, Hamish McDonald, Phil Marsden, James Quinn, Marcus Sukup, Emily Speed, Roxytopia, and one other. Oh, okay.
They're just not telling us who that one other is, are they? Now, also opening, I find it hard to believe that we're already well into May, up to the 21st of May. Poised at Egg.
I just know it's another group show curated by Headspace at Egg. Typically their group shows are like 20 or 30 artists and 60 to 80 works. So that's all I know really, but there's a viewing the same night, Thursday the 21st, from 7 till 9.
They also do really nice food. Sorry about that. Also, there's a whole pile of stuff going on this Thursday. A viewing of abstract stills and movement at the Art Room. Where's the Art Room?
Ah, yes, this is the place in Parkgate, next door to the Marsh Cat restaurant on the front of Parkgate there, called the Art Room. Yeah, so they've got another exhibition opening on Thursday. They open nice and early there, 4 o'clock. And again, I don't know. I know there's five artists, but they don't name them all. but includes sculpture by Christine Fox.
Excellent. Now, of course, the big one this week. This is what I referred to earlier as the Liverpool Bachelor of Fine Arts degree shows. Two degree shows coming up this week. Hope University Fine Art Degree Show, JMU, John Moores University, Art and Design Degree Show 2009. There's probably a wonderful selection of people out there exhibiting. Where, when? Give us the lowdown.
Yeah, we love the degree shows. Always look forward to these. And the John Moores one will be in their new, lovely new modern academy there at the end of by the Metropolitan Cathedral. All in the one building. Past year it's been spread all over the place. So it's going to be interesting to see how they actually all fit in the one building, because it now, as well as the fine art, you've got the design, you've got textile, fashion. There'll be a catwalk fashion show if you can get into that. what else is there? Architecture. So all those things that used to be spread all around Hope Street are now in the one building, the new academy. So what time does it start? Yes, 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock on Friday, 22nd of May. I say you'd need an invite, some sort of invite to the fashion catwalk, but I think the rest you can just wander into. And then it's just on for a week or so. I've got dates here, but it's typically just on for a week.
And then Hope University Fine Art and Degree Show, that's on at Cornerstone, so that starts half an hour later. There's plenty of time there. It finishes, starts at 5, starts at 5:30, finishes at 8. Plenty of time to get round the whole thing. I mean, these are real marathon, private view kind of things to get round and see, aren't they?
They are, yeah. I mean, just the fine art of John Moores, it's about 50 artists. And to go around seeing all their works takes a while, and so it's going to be very difficult for us, because we'll certainly go to the Hope one. We have a purchase prize there. We actually buy one of the artist's paintings and present them on the night. We don't know who they are until we announce it, so it's all very exciting. So we have to be there for the beginning of that, and also look around. That also includes various disciplines, not just fine art. They always have good ceramics and jewellery stuff there. Yeah, and then the same night we got the John Moores one. Also have to go to that because we also give them some sponsorship and for the catalogue and so on. So it's going to be difficult, but we'll do our best.
You'll do your bit. You'll struggle on, won't you? Yeah. You'll struggle on over 100 artists' work in 3 hours. That's very good, very good. But well worth, as you said, shows will be on for a week, so if you don't make it down there on Friday night, head along there in the next week if you can. Now, this Saturday coming up, of course, Hub Festival is going to be on, and this is part of Hub Festival, as far as I remember, Recycled Frequencies, which I love. This sounds absolutely fantastic.
That's right, yes, we did talk about this last week, didn't we? Recycled Frequencies at the Wolstenholme Project, that's 11 Wolstenholme Square, on Saturday from 6:30. As I say, it's linked in with the Hub Festival, and this is sound art, Recycled Frequencies. Explores the creative use of appropriation of background sounds.
Now, and it also, if you're looking for some sound art, don't forget you can find some on the Definite Media site. Have a look under there, type in sonic art into the search engine. There's loads of stuff there. Now, also, on the same day, at Heebie Jeebies, the new Village Fete.
Yeah, the art and craft fete season is starting now. There's one in the Heebie Jeebies on Saturday, there's another one in Lark Lane the same day, organised by different people. So this one is brand new one, it's called the New Village Fete, and it's at Heebie Jeebies, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock on Saturday 23rd, and it's bringing together Liverpool's leading creative designers and craft makers. All kinds of things going on there. Should be good.
That sounds great. I tell you what, there seems to be more going on this year than there was last year. Now, also Wednesday, also again on Saturday, so it is one of those weekends where there tends to be loads of stuff going on, with it being a bank holiday. Innovation 09, Visual Merchandising and Promotional Design. What's that about?
It's another degree show. This is for people from all the way from the University of Central Lancashire. Oh, no, sorry, Hugh Baird College. Validated by University of Central Lancashire. Hugh Baird. They're having their foundation degree show in visual merchandising at Novas CUC. It's down in the crypt.
Visual merchandising. Now, what exactly would that be?
Don't know. You're promoting, you're designing products and visualising the merchandise. I think I've seen something similar in past years. So, yeah, you see things like the design CD covers or soap boxes, that sort of thing.
I like it. I remember years ago, I went to see the BBC design show. They used to do a design show. They toured around. They had one in the Alderman Roberts building at John Moore's on Maryland Street when that was brand new. God, that was a long time ago. But that was a really good show. It's great seeing some new products, seeing new ideas for how products could be, you know, presented. Great.
Yeah, I do like them. They do come up with some really interesting ideas that, you know, you probably know are never going to be realised in the real world, but you wouldn't see them otherwise. So it's good to see that that process of people just coming up with zany ideas and see where it goes. And some of them will obviously do well and go become full-time promotional designer, visual merchandising people.
Yes, that's certainly a mouthful, isn't it? Now. So that's on Saturday. That's 6:30 till 9:30. That's at Novas CUC from just open during the day. Now, also coming up Monday, because it's Bank Holiday Monday, JFS Works For You. Is this the furniture retailer JFS? Or what's that about?
I don't know, I don't really get that either. Maybe it's referring to DFS. Their advert say DFS Works For You, I don't know. But anyway, JFS is actually the three artists, J for June Lawney, F for Frank Hendry, and S for Stan Cummings. And they've created works which are for you because you can go and buy them. They're three good artists. June Lawney, this is at the Liverpool Academy of Arts in Seal Street, and June Lawney is the person who actually runs that gallery. And Frank Hendry is a well-known local artist. Typically does scenes of the river and the ferries and so on. And Stan Cummings, I'm not sure, but yeah, he's another local artist. So that's, the viewing's on Monday from 6:30 till 9:00.
Now, coming up next Tuesday, Growth Economy Games. Ah, I would have thought this is exactly where I thought it would be. As part of the Climate for Change exhibition at FACT. What's that about?
Yeah, we mentioned right at the top of the programme about Climate for Change coming to an end and how there's this long list of events, different things every day. And this is just one of them, really. Sorry. On Tuesday 26th, yeah, 11 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Nina Edge, who likes creating games. She had a game in one of the Tate exhibitions last year. And so she's come up with another one. What's it called? Play the Growth Economy Games. So I think, yeah, maybe here's just one of them. The FACT have actually commissioned some games for the Growth Economy Games, and Nina Edge is one of them. What's it say? Designed to work as a seed and food exchange for locally grown and cooked produce. Players will win seeds, plants, fresh food, and newly developed tasters to celebrate. Oh, European Neighbours Day. It's also European Neighbours Day. I tend to forget that. Be good to your neighbours and stuff like that.
That's because you're not a very good neighbour, Ian. I've seen the people that live next door to you, and they've been, they turned away when they saw me coming in here.
Yes, that's because we complain about the noise they make here. But yeah, I saw a leaflet today about this European Neighbours Day. I remember it happening last year, and maybe it'll grow.
And of course, Nina is a keen allotmenter, if that's a real word. She has an allotment down at Green Bank Allotments. I've offered many times to get down there and give her a hand digging up the spuds or some such that you do at, you know, down an allotment or spreading fertiliser. I don't mind. I don't mind getting dirty.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I know she's been campaigning a lot for the Welsh streets down in Toxteth. But yeah, she's obviously into the sustainability and stuff. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That should be really good. Should be a really good event. And on said event, Growth Economy Games, that is this week. Further ahead, Ian, I'm looking here. It's first event in further ahead. It's June. We are visualising the life, our lives away. The drawing weekend at the Blue Coat. Is it because the exhibition's drawing to an end?
No.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, actually, the exhibition goes on until 19th of July. But yes, it's linked in with the drawing exhibition at the Blue Coat, and that just did a whole weekend of drawing. Workshops, extravaganza, sketching, scribbling, illustrating, doodling, drafting, etc. Not sure. I think they put out a call around for artists and so on to be involved in it, so they've been gathering loads and loads of people to get involved. So that'll be a whole weekend of Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th of June at the Blue Coat.
That'll really draw the public in to take part.
Oh, that really is the end of the line, that is.
Okay, it sounds really good. I might go down there and do some rubbishy sketches. I can't write, so you know, hopefully I should be able to do something with my hands. Okay, so also coming up much further ahead is the Liverpool Artists Book Fair 2009 on the 20th, Saturday the 20th, and Sunday the 21st of June from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and Sunday 12 till 5. Where's that taking place?
That's the A Foundation. There was an artist, Liverpool Artist Book Fair last year, but it was the first one in, I think it was Wolstenholme Square then, wasn't it? Now it's getting bigger and better, I think. The A Foundation, these artist book fairs are growing in popularity all around the world, actually. We saw one being organised in Tokyo when we were over in Japan, and there's a London one as well. Yeah, so it's the weekend of 20th, 21st of June, which I think is also the weekend of Africa Oye, isn't it? Shows you how close to the hot weather sunbathing in Sefton Park we're getting to that.
That's it, because last year when Africa Oye was on, there was also, again, something going on at the A Foundation. They had, it was the sugar weekend where you went along and they had it wasn't called the sugar pieces. But they had those buildings made out of sugar, and then the kids were invited in to make things out of polystyrene and put blocks together and stuff like that.
That's right, yes. Yeah, that was good. I didn't make it to either. Well, I saw the exhibition with the sugar thing, but I didn't go to along on that day, I don't think.
I think, or am I getting confused with brouhaha? Oh, who knows?
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, yes, it's that weekend. It should be good. Yeah, it should be good. The artist book, it's not just books about art. It's books made by artists, most of them. So there are all kinds of zines and really beautifully created books, or maybe even book shapes made out of wood, and all kinds of interesting things. It's really good. And it's free to get in, just go around and maybe buy some pieces.
That does sound really good. I'll have to, if it is the same time as Africa Re, I'll have to, you know, maybe leave Africa Re early and head down there and see what I can pick up and have a look around.
Yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah, well, you might do it the other way around. You come in from that part of the city. And so, Ian, that is further ahead. And that's the end of the show. So I'd like to say thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
And thank you to you for listening. And good night.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media.